I'll put up some papier. These are in here. Today's date is 01/11/2025. Dictation is for Miss Lani Tooth. Tooth spells T-O-T-H. Lani spells L-A-N-I. Date of birth is 02/02/2009. This is a 15-year-old child here with throat pain, period. Next paragraph, patient is accompanied by a dad who states the symptoms have been going on for approximately 2 days. Says she was exposed to others with similar symptoms, period. It says he brought child in because she has the chills and has been shaking, period. She also reports body aches, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient says she has pain with swallowing. She denies stiff neck pain. Patient reports a cough, says cough is dry, denies night sweats, weight loss, travel history, or bloody sputum with her cough. Next line, patient reports chest discomfort and back discomfort, but only when she coughs, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96%. Room air blood pressure 121/75, pulse 142. At this stage, we discuss with dad, child's pulse, and the need for intervention, probably IV fluids, because child may be dehydrated and the need for her to go to an emergency room to have this addressed, period. That indicated that he will make sure child drinks Pedialyte, water, or Gatorade, and if she doesn't get better, he will take her to the emergency room, but does not want to go to the emergency room right now, period. Next line, respiration 18, temperature 99.3, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, throat, mildly injected, no exudate, uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, a respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac. Tachycardic 142. This was discussed with dad, but dad says he does not want to go to the emergency room today. He will take her if she doesn't get better with the medication and home fluids, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dehydration, number 2, influenza hay, number 3, tachycardia, number 4, fatigue, number 5, myalgia, number 6, sore throat, period. Next paragraph, patient was given a nebulizer treatment in the clinic. Consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1. She was observed approximately 10 minutes after the re-evaluated. She says she's feeling a little better. That again reminded about her pulse, and he indicated yes, he understands, and he will take child to the emergency room if she doesn't get better during the night, period. Next paragraph, flu and strep tests were done in the clinic. Strep test is negative. Flu test was positive for flu A. Child was sent home with the following medication. Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Bromfed, 2/10/30/5 mL. She would take 2 teaspoon POBID for 10 days, number 200 mL. Next medication, nebulizer machine and tubing and mass, 1 each. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. That was advised to use 3 mL TID with home nebulizer, PRN, for cough or wheezing. Given the opportunity to ask questions, he said he has none. End of dictation.